Welcome to Love in Focus podcast. I'm your host, Rika Lazon, dating coach of CairoDating.com. And today, we're going to discuss...
Welcome back to Love in Focus, the continuing journey. Today, we're creating a bridge between the essential skills we've developed for resolving conflicts and the journey ahead into deepening emotional intimacy. Our focus will be on how resolving conflicts can lay the groundwork for building a stronger emotional bonds. And before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're on my blog, like and subscribe, and don't forget to turn on the notification bell so that I can notify you whenever I upload new videos on YouTube. And if you're on my course, congratulations, because this episode is released about 3 weeks before it's released on my YouTube channel. And you also have the benefit that you can get all the PDFs that I'm referring to right below if you're on the course. Now, conflicts are a natural part of any relationship. We've learned strategies for handling conflicts with compassion and understanding. But resolving conflicts is just the beginning. Once conflicts are managed effectively, we can use that foundation to deepen our emotional connection with our partners. Let's explore how we can transition from conflict resolution to building emotional intimacy. First, let's understand the connection between conflict resolution and emotional intimacy. When conflicts are resolved with empathy and respect, it creates a safe environment for both partners to be vulnerable and open. This safety is essential for emotional intimacy. Now, here are some strategies to help you use your conflict resolution skills to build deeper emotional intimacy. Strategy number one, reflect and learn together. After resolving a conflict, take time to reflect on what you've learned together. Discuss what went well and what could be improved. This reflection fosters mutual understanding and growth. Strategy number two, share vulnerabilities. Use the trust built during conflict resolution to share your vulnerabilities. Open up about your fears, dreams, and insecurities. We all have them. Sharing these deeper parts of yourself can create a profound emotional connection. Strategy number three, practice empathy beyond conflicts. Extend the empathy you practice during conflicts to your daily interactions. Show genuine interest in your partner's experiences and emotions. Empathy in everyday life strengthens emotional bonds. Strategy number four, create emotional rituals. Create rituals that nurture emotional intimacy. This could be a daily check-in, a weekly date night, or a special way of showing appreciation. Consistent rituals provide a sense of security and closeness. Strategy number five, celebrate small victories. Celebrate the small victories in your relationship, whether it's successfully resolving a conflict or supporting each other through a tough day, acknowledging these moments reinforces your emotional connection. Let's look at a real case study of a couple who used conflict resolution as a stepping stone to deepen their emotional intimacy. Meet Lisa and Mark. They used to struggle with frequent conflicts, feeling distant and disconnected. After learning effective conflict resolution strategies, they decided to focus on building emotional intimacy. Lisa and Mark started by reflecting on their conflicts and discussing their learnings. They began sharing their vulnerabilities and created weekly date nights to reconnect. They also made it a habit to celebrate their small victories. Over time, these practices transformed their relationship. They felt more understood, appreciated, and connected than ever before. Lisa and Mark's story shows that effective conflict resolution can pave the way for the deeper emotional intimacy by reflecting and learning together, sharing vulnerabilities, practicing empathy, creating emotional rituals, and celebrating small victories. They built a stronger emotional bond. As you clearly can see, it's not a quick fix. These are things that take time, so don't rush things and let them take time. Now it's your turn. Reflect on how you and your partner can transition from resolving conflicts to deepening your emotional intimacy. Identify areas where you can strengthen your emotional connection. Take the time to discuss with your partner and create a plan to build emotional intimacy. Now, as always, I do have a reflection exercise instructions that you can do either alone or together with your partner. Reflect on how you and your partner can transition from resolving conflicts to deepening your emotional intimacy. Identify areas where you can strengthen your emotional connection. Discuss your findings with your partner. And finally, create a plan to build emotional intimacy together. Thank you for joining us in this transition lesson. Remember, the journey from conflict resolution to deepening emotional intimacy is about continuous growth and connection. Stay tuned for our next lesson, where we'll deep into the aspects of emotional intimacy. Don't forget to download the accompanying PDF for this module, which is available if you purchase the link, or if you're on my YouTube channel, there's a link to where you can purchase it, which includes additional exercises and resources. Until next time, keep loving focus and continue building a strong connected relationship.